With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. One European nation is banning Chinese vehicles from its military facilities to prevent espionage. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Polish army says that Chinese manufacturers of modern cars, which can collect video, audio, and location data, could share it with the Chinese government. Under the ban, modern cars are allowed into secure areas only if recording and tracking functions stay switched off. It also bans connecting official Polish Army phones to any China-made car infotainment system. The Polish Army calls the move preventative and in line with other NATO practices. China is rejecting the security claim. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A deadly multi-vehicle pileup in Colorado claims at least four lives. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The crashes Tuesday on both sides of Interstate 25 south of Pueblo occurred at a time when authorities say blowing dirt made it nearly impossible to see. The Colorado State Patrol says dirt kicked up by heavy winds caused brownout conditions. 29 people suffered injuries ranging from minor to serious. The crashes involved six semi-trailers. The patrol says another vehicle involved was a pickup hauling a trailer carrying 32 goats, four of which died. The cause of the crashes is being investigated. I'm Mike Hempen.
The billionaire behind the retail empire that once blanketed shopping malls with names such as Victoria's Secret and Abercrombie and Fitch is telling members of Congress that he was duped by a world-class con man, his close advisor Jeffrey Epstein. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 129 points, the Nasdaq rose 175, the S&P advanced 38. This is SRN News. Utah lawmakers consider an opt-out bill.
The measure would allow college students to decline an assignment if it conflicts with their deeply held religious beliefs. GOP State Representative Mike Peterson is sponsoring the legislation, telling the Salt Lake Tribune that his daughter had been assigned by one professor to write a letter to a local official urging support for LGBT policies. He says, quote, sometimes a student gets put in a position where it violates their conscience and they have no recourse. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Patriarch of Armenia's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Karakin has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia is in the grip of a church-state conflict with priests accusing the government of failing to protect the country from incursions by its neighbor, Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. Germany-based pharmaceutical and biotech giant Bayer has agreed to a proposed $7.25 billion deal to settle thousands of American lawsuits.
The lawsuits blame the popular weed killer Roundup for causing cancer, and the proposed settlement is being filed in court in St. Louis. Despite the proposed settlement, Bayer continues to maintain that Roundup's key ingredient does not cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto is the original manufacturer of Roundup, and Bayer purchased Monsanto in 2018. Rich Thomason reporting.
The grandson of the inventor of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is lashing out at the Hershey Company, accusing the candy company of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients in many products. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.